Good evening, everyone. This is Carolyn Evers, on the night shift, so to speak, because here in the East, it is rather late. And so some of you might not be aware of what I've been doing on the radio. All my work has been around healing, whether it is spirit, whether it is the physical, whether it is the mind. And in that tradition, I have added another wonderful lady to a new program. Want to introduce her tonight. And her name is Jackie Cervelli. Jackie?
I'm here, Carolyn. Thank you. It's Salvitti, but that'll do.
Salvitti! See, I'm so excited, I can't keep my feet on the ground.
Welcome, everyone. And I just want to say that you're all witnessing something that's very groundbreaking tonight. This is the first time anything like this has ever been done on the planet. So we have a real cosmic party going on. And I want to make you all aware, all of those that are listening or pulling this out of the archives, that the energies of healing will be available. They'll come directly through the computer connection. They are aware of everyone that's tuned in. If you choose not to participate, just right now, silently say, no, don't, not now, I'm not ready, which is perfect. There will be no problem with that whatsoever. If you're just here to observe and to listen and to kind of dip your toe in the pond, that's great. There's no problem with that whatsoever. At any time when you think you're ready and you're listening to another show, you can open up and say, yes, I'm ready now. So, Carolyn, I'm excited to be doing this with you. I have a great deal of love and respect for you. I think it's wonderful that we're able to do this together. Certainly to hold and anchor these energies. And I'd like to explain that this is, as Carolyn knows, all levels and dimensions. People tend to think that extraterrestrials or multidimensional beings are separate. They are not. Our star families are working together with the angelic realm, with beings, the great beings of light, with the spiritual hierarchy, with even the fairy realm and the earth spirits. Everything is working in concert together for what's happening on planet Earth. We are supported beyond anything we can possibly imagine. And Carolyn, you and I have kind of talked about, since this has been, the announcement's been on the radio, and I think tonight we talked about kind of wanting to dispel some of the concerns that people had. And I think, you know, I'll probably start right now with just the fact that the website, and I've had so many comments, as I shared with Carolyn, of people going onto the website and having an instant experience. Please be aware, everyone, that your higher self, soul, and oversoul are the gatekeepers of all experience. And nothing can happen to you or with you without their permission. So I would like to say that ahead of time. I had a call today from a woman who, and another message yesterday, who went on the website, started to cry, and immediately felt the energies running through her body, ran in and jumped in bed so they could continue. So,
Jackie, you know, before we get into something else, just let me take a minute and give out the telephone number, because there might be some people out there who are new to the station. And if this is the first time for them, they're going to have to call the number and sign up. So let me give the number, give them a little time in case they haven't done this, and then we'll get back to some of your explanations, which
Wonderful.
Certainly would be very helpful.
Okay.
The number, friends, is 877-876-5227. If you want to join our group here, call in, sign up, and then we can be ready to chat with you. Jackie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thought it was appropriate to explain a couple of things, and you know, if you think it's appropriate, Carolyn will discuss kind of the background for people who haven't been to the website.
I think that's a good idea.
All right.
And I just might mention that I have already had a healing session with Jackie and friends. And all I could say is it's one of the most incredible things that have ever happened in your life. I remember as a kid I used to like getting on the, well, we called them racer dips then. I'm dating myself. And let me tell you, when you take off on this, it's a speedy ride.
Okay, well, based on that comment, I should probably explain. Adrian DeVere is really my mentor. He crossed over in June of 2004. He wrote a book called X3, Healing Entities and Aliens. His story is really quite wonderful. He lived in Israel. And I now handle all of the email for his website as well as my own. He had other healers in Israel, and they were doing things differently than I do, or I should say we do, because really this is a team effort. And when I talk about the team, it's really, I'm talking about all the levels and dimensions. We've spent 2.5 years of building protocols to see what would work the best for humans. You know, how do we work with the emotional body? How do we create healing that will stay, you know, that really works? Their goal is not to fix us. Their goal is to work co-creatively with us. They really don't have permission, generally speaking, to fix this unless there's a higher agreement. What I would say is, first of all, to explain a session to anyone other than the description that's on the website is it really just, you know, I laugh with all my clients and I say, how do you tell people about your session? And they say, we can't. There's no way that we can explain what we experience. So it's individual to each person, and I really consider it a divine experience because there is no other description that I can come up with. They translate into your space, which is what they're doing tonight for those that have asked. You know, what the basics, I've done well over 2,600 sessions in the last 2.5 years, and the whole purpose of all of this time, this prep time, has been to build protocols. It's been a really interesting experience. Some of the things that we do are on the website, not all of them. A couple of things I know that people who've gone to the website got concerned about, and that was implants. And I want to make very clear that there are energetic implants that basically, and probably implants. All right, Carolyn, let's continue on and just explain to people that are listening that with the amount of energies involved, again, setting protocols so that we can do this without too much interference. So this first show may be a little challenging. Please bear with. As we said earlier, this is the first time this has ever been done on the planet this way. And so it's always a challenge, and I run into this all the time, especially in the very beginning, of bringing the energies and the frequencies together. You're bringing higher dimensions into the lower dimensions. They don't always match. And poor Don's having a problem. All right. Where were we? Implants, Carolyn.
Is that where we were?
That's where we were.
Okay.
All right, implants. As they go through the body, they are putting what we call energetic implants. What they're doing is raising the frequency of all of the organs. And this is part of the ascension process. It's an expedited ascension process to make it easier because the toughest thing to bring through the ascension process is the physical body. There are implants also that go into the temporal lobes, frontal lobes, pineal gland, behind the eyes, and in the ears. These are fourth, fifth, and sixth dimensional implants. I call them seeing without seeing, hearing without hearing, and knowing without knowing. It's literally opening up all of our clairsentient, audient, and clairvoyant abilities. I had one woman who was an attorney, got on the table, first session, she was instantly psychic. that, you know, and I explained to them, this is a little bit too much, guys. You can't go this far. She had a real difficulty handling all the energy, so we had to back off. It was just a little too much. There are two implants, sometimes three, that are optional, and no one has to have them. One is a monitoring implant so they can monitor your emotional body and your physiological body and see how they're matching together. Another one is in the right ear, and it's for the downloading of knowledge. And there's another one in the left ear, and I hate to tell everyone this, but I have no idea what it's for. They have never told me. I kind of get this pat on the head that says, don't worry about it. Very seldom is it given to anyone. They just give me the nod when it's going to be put in. It must have something to do with their, my understanding probably is their star heritage. but, you know, I really want to say here that there is nothing scary about any of this. They are, and Carolyn, you know, you and I both know this, they're wonderfully funny. They are not above. They've played every practical joke on me you can imagine. And just if I get too serious, they'll do something very silly to make me really giggle. And so, you know, and they're not going to manifest in front of you and scare you. That's not their goal. They're here and they can only interact by permission in a co-creative way. They're here to help you. And I really want to say this to everyone, even this evening while you're listening. You will experience a direct proportion to what you bring. If your heart is open and you're saying, look, will you join me? Can, you know, as my brothers and sisters, you know, I want to create healing or do something for others or heal myself so that I can be of greater service. That's what they're waiting to hear. If you are, oh, please, I'm so sick, fix me, fix me. There actually is kind of a dictum that says, you must understand that you are a co-participant and that there is emotional healing that needs to happen. So, you know, I want to clarify that because they don't want us to give them their power, our power. That's really a big issue, Carolyn, and I know you understand this one very well.
Yes.
You know, this is about us becoming empowered and remembering who we really are. We are so much more than what we imagine ourselves to be, and human conditioning is such that we've forgotten how empowered we really are and what authority we really carry. So the goal is to take that back, to step into it beautifully and elegantly, and to do it with ease, to do it with grace, and to have fun. You know, we're all a bridge for what's coming. And, you know, they've been there from the beginning on this planet, so this is not really anything new. Although there are a lot more in observing now what's going on Earth with great fascination. We are really honored in the cosmos. We are not, you know, oftentimes, you know, as you look around what's going on the planet, people tend to think, you know, oh, well, we're the mess-ups of the cosmos, and that's not really true. There has never been a race that has gone as far into the dark as we have, come back into the light, and that has the capacity to love that we have. Now, granted, we have the fear and all the other stuff that comes with it, but we are honored. And there's one other thing, Carolyn, which I know that you and I have not talked about this. The way that consciousness was created on this planet so that you would experience yourself as totally separate from your source, other races have never experienced that, nor do they even understand it, and it is a fascination to them. So not only are races coming in from this universe, but also from other universes. To observe, to watch. This is a giant cosmic party, really more than anyone realizes. And it's important that we value what we've done and the fact that everybody on this planet is a hero just by virtue of being here. I think that's really important for people to understand.
Well, Jackie, you know, you've given us some disclaimers. What I would kind of like to touch on, being a person who has experienced this in a different perspective than you have.
Yes.
I would like to mention this. When the session started, this enormous, great feeling of love and acceptance that was there. And if we might turn a little direction to the people who are gathered on the other side and who are working with the individuals, because I thought that was very important. And perhaps you can touch upon that. You know, we talked about the group that was there that was working with me, for instance.
Okay. Before the show tonight, I did a whole thing setting this all up with them because we work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And that was calling in everyone's higher self, soul over soul, all of their guides, their angels, all of their star families. And in essence, what you're talking about, Carolyn, is during your session, there is a channel portion of the session.
Yes.
And they describe this as the source of all, together with all of those that I just mentioned for each individual. So the energies are very unique. What I didn't know is that clients have exchanged tapes and shared tapes, and evidently the voice is different for each person. So the frequencies, and again, it's rather than we think of it as a human voice, it's really frequencies and energies coming through me. And so my voice is imbued. And so not only are they there with you in your home, or if we're doing an intensive in an auditorium, but also the energy that's coming through my throat is a transmission of those frequencies of love. And it is an extraordinary experience of love. I mean, when I call in the grace and the blessing of God and Goddess and all that is, the infinite and the source of all, I kind of cover it all so that, you know, everybody's happy. And, whether we see them as separate or all together is really immaterial. It is a divine energy that comes through, and it is love at its highest octave. I mean, it is just this, you kind of get blasted with this feeling of total love.
Well, that's what I was so impressed with, and I kind of wanted you to touch a little bit on that.
Thank
because
you.
I think that's so important.
Well, it's kind of everything happening at the same time, and it's this, I think, is why people can't explain their sessions. You know, I have a hard time explaining it all. I also kind of want to talk about these huge downloads of power that are coming in right now to everyone. And they're kind of forcing up to the top anything that hasn't been addressed. So a lot of people are either very anxious or seeing, you know, extraordinary circumstances happening in their life, you know, losses of jobs or relationships or major health issues that have come on, you know, in the last several years, whatever. Some of them really surfacing now. Some have surfaced earlier. Automobile accidents. This is really a big, as these downloads are coming in, what they're doing is pushing up our resistances, whatever those are, whether it is, you know, damage, you know, from childhood and adolescence. We've talked about this, Carolyn.
Oh, yes.
You know, how huge that is. And our real work right now is to go back and deal with, you know, reclaim our child and our adolescent. And that kind of segues me into the biological and emotional screens. This is something that it's taken 2.5 years to develop to the level that it's at right now. And I just want to say that anybody that participates in this work, you become part of a very big web. They told me from the very beginning that these healings were happening through the archetypes, which is the framework or blueprint for human consciousness. And so it is shifting, if you will, the whole mass consciousness at the same time through these sessions. And each person who participates has made an agreement to do so, is part of this incredible volunteer group to do it. And the biological and emotional screens are run at the end of the session. They originally were just this lifetime, and then they started going back generationally, 3 to 4 generations. And I guess we didn't have the right protocols in place. So what happened is I was connecting with 30 to 40 people in every session, and I got it was very difficult for me physically. It really set me back. We then put different protocols in place so that the higher self soul and oversoul of all the family members on the other side of the veil, by the way, would have that, them standing kind of between me and them. They now, and when they announced this, I almost went screaming into the front yard, and they said, well, we're going to go back to the beginning of each person's biology on the planet through their current mother and father. And I said, hold it. hold it. Wait a minute. We're talking like a million people, and they're like, uh-huh.
And
you know, what they said was, if we change the past, we create a different future. And so, you know, of course, my only concern was, do you have protocols in place? Of course, the answer was yes. And so it's been fascinating because it's also a lifting out of the familial chain of pain, which is what part of what holds the mass consciousness together. This familial chain of pain is generational. You know this one. Mom and dad pass it on to their children pass it on to their children, all the damage and the belief systems and the limitations and the prejudices. Mainly because before, it includes disease, because before something drops into the DNA and RNA, it starts at the emotional body and then drops down in. There has to be an emotional imprint that brings on a disease. It then drops down in and then becomes genetic. So during the screens, there is a lifting every session of layers of this familial chain of pain, of the lifting out of the mass consciousness, healing nationality and religion and emotional imprints. The lifting of shame. Shame can't be, you know, processed, and it can't be. It has to be lifted. You know, shame really has a, and we're a shame-based planet. You know, shame starts in childhood. You know, from the time you're a little infant, you know, you dirtied your pants. No, no, don't touch. You're constantly shamed. And, you know, in our religious structure, they, interestingly enough, called it original sin, but in essence, it's original shame. So, so
Jackie, if I might just contribute a little something.
Please
to that.
Do.
From my own experience, you know, we've talked about this, that as you become an adult, you might have the tendency, okay, this happened as a child, I'm going to move on, and you go on. And you do your thing today, but you don't really realize that these things are in your past and you have basically covered them over.
Carolyn, you're so right. And, you know, you're like me. We're great overriders. You know, and so many of you who are listening came in with this sense of being different, being unique, being kind of outside of the set, feeling that you had a purpose, not knowing what it was, but something driving you forward. And because of that, you know, so many people have stuffed this stuff and not really dealt with it. And I mean, and now it's really necessary to integrate our child and adolescent in, because in terms of going through what we call an ascension process, we can't do it without them totally joined with us, because they're stuck in time and space. There really is no time. We know this. So they really exist, and they're waiting for somebody to come get them. Somebody, and we're the only ones that can. And they need their voice. They need to. They want justice. Most of them. I mean, basically, it's really true. And you know, you feel it, Carolyn, you know, with people, and sometimes you don't always recognize it, that there's, you know, there's an agenda with some people, and you'll say, geez, they just hop from their 7-year-old to their 12-year-old to the critical adult, and you know. And in essence, that's really what's happening. You know, if the child and adolescent are not reclaimed and integrated, they're going to run the show often. They'll pop in at the most inopportune times.
Well, until I started working with this, I forgot how lonely that little girl was when I went back to talk to her and bring her forward. I had forgotten all of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they are waiting. I mean, I would put it to you this way, and Bashar says it so beautifully. There is a full integration going on, and it's not only happening on our planet, it's happening in the entire cosmos. So if you think of the universal spirit integrating all of its pieces and parts together, which are every race and dimension and level, likewise, we are integrating our pieces and parts in, which are our child and adolescent. And when we can do that, we won't operate out of the critical adult. We can operate out of the loving adult and learn to love ourselves. If your child's running the show, your critical parent is going to be there trying to keep the child under control, the childlike behavior. Our goal is to fall in love with ourselves, and you can't do it until you've really integrated all of those parts in. You know, we are amazing, and we've all been so hard on ourselves. You know, I talk to people all the time, and they say, gee, I want to heal my judgment. I want to heal, you know, being critical. And it's absolutely apparent that they're criticizing, judging others because they don't think they're enough. It's not because they're bad or wrong, but they can't seem to change the behavior. It becomes automatic. And the truth of it is never about those people out there. It's always about you. The root of all issues, my other girlfriend and I were talking today, great, great, beautiful friend, about the fact that all the root of everything, and that's why we're working with a familial chain of pain, begins in childhood. So many people have taken on a lot of damage in this lifetime, knowing that they could, with the intention of healing it, help the mass consciousness. So, you know, my experience is with all the people I work with, they've taken on an inordinate amount in this lifetime, really an inordinate amount. And so many people, like yourself, Carolyn, came in and felt so different. Many of them, their parents rejected, and they didn't even know why they were rejecting their children, except that their children, that child, was different to them, unlike their others, because they were. They had some genetic alterations. They were more, we'll say, star being than not, okay? But along with that came, as you experienced, Carolyn, the loneliness.
Yes.
This deep sense of loneliness and separation, and you don't know what to tie it to because of the lack of memory of your connection to the other side. You're just lonely, and it just is painful. And
or
you know,
your parents weren't able to display their love to you because of their own problems.
Well, I think that's the case for more families than not, Carolyn. For more families than not. Now, you know, Lazarus says that, you know, if you've made it to this point, you were loved enough. Well, that may be true on the overall. My experience, though, with the people, at least I work with, and I'm sure you encounter this too, and I always say this, the ones, I mean, everybody's a star being originally, okay? But those that have, you know, pretty much come in for this transition specifically, they feel the highs higher and the lows lower. And when they get damaged, it cuts right down to the soul. It's deep damage. It hurts. And I mean, it hurts deeply. And, you know, they then think that there's something wrong with them because others can experience these things and move on. And yet they're still carrying this tremendous damage. And, you know, whether it's through a damaging marriage or not being, you know, loved or accepted in childhood or so many things. And there's also this sense of being different. And I find that that thread kind of runs through everybody. And Carolyn, you and I, are major overriders. You know, I've died well, once specifically and another time, but, and, you know, it's kind of like just, you know, step right over the dead body thing. But it does catch up with you. And for those out there that are listening that, you know, are know that they're here to really bring their great work to the planet, what happens is that your child will be the thing that holds you back. You know, so many people I've talked to, they've worked so hard and they've done healing work and they've, you know, they're either, you know, energy workers or channels or whatever, but they're not able to get over the hump, you know, to be successful with their work, which we're here to be abundant. We're not here to struggle. And it's still that child that's damaged. And before I started all this work, my mother came up very strong, and I thought, oh, where did that come from? And I had to do all the work myself, and I had, you know, someone help me to really get into all the damage and reclaim my child. And you know, I think, as you found, that little girl and that adolescent, you know, were courageous as heck. You know, it wasn't easy for them. And, you know, I think the other thing that I see is it's really difficult. I see a lot of sensitive people that don't understand man's inhumanity to man. It just completely boggles their mind. And they've had such great difficulty dealing with that in this lifetime. Many of them are separated from siblings, separated from parents, felt totally disconnected from their families.
I see a lot of that in my work.
Do you too?
Oh yeah, I see a lot of that, and as I do readings, I'm finding that a lot of people are here in this particular lifetime to help with these changes. That
absolutely,
this is maybe the first life that they've had on here, or they have come back from other places to do this work.
Exactly.
So you're there's got to be a lot of them out there that fit that picture.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right, and I had twins. I do have twins. They're absolutely wonderful. Who are middle-aged. And I did an intensive, and they were taken to their home planet in this universe. And they both had exactly the same experience. And it was so magical that for the first time they really understood why they felt so disconnected here.
Jackie, you've been talking a lot about your website, and, you know, it's obvious to you and to me, but there might be some people out there that aren't familiar with that. Why don't you tell them your very difficult name on your website?
Oh, yes,
if
really,
they want to go there.
Really difficult. It's ethealing.com. I tried to keep it simple, Carolyn. You know.
And in case there's any of you out there who are interested in the work that I do, one of the things that I do is do the Akashic readings from the universal level of Akasha, which is in the realm with the cherubim, right below Source. And my website is www.akashic-reading.com, another very difficult website
yes,
to remember.
And for those of you that are listening, Carolyn and I have come to a total conclusion that we have work together in many realms and levels. This is certainly not the first time. So it's a great reunion for us.
Yeah, I think we've been holding on to the same rope, following each other.
Yeah, absolutely. There is no question about it, which makes it such a joy to be together here. Reversal of aging. I wanted to touch on that.
Oh yeah, I want to hear about that one.
Yeah, right. Well,
I can't laugh my way to 20 again. I'm trying.
Well, you know, I think many people came in this lifetime knowing that at some point we would reach a stage where we would go through age reversal. A lot of the Lazarus people certainly have been working on this, many of them 20 years. What started happening when I first started doing sessions, the reason it kind of snowballed, is people would see someone, and they would go, my gosh, what are you doing? You know, you look 10 years younger. And So, you know, of course, I'm always behind the curve, Carolyn, just so you know. I'm sure you figured that out by now. And I'm like, wow. So then I had to sit down and have a talk, and they explained what was going on. And, of course, as you lift out of all of this pain, the familial chain of pain, the mascot, and lift all this emotional damage, you start getting younger. In addition to the fact that what they're doing is working at the cellular level. And so working at this cellular level, it is changing. Now, there's a session we do on chakras, and this is one you and I have talked about, where they activate all the chakras from the galactic center into the heart of Earth, all in your body, and then open up the Metatronic channels and activate those. This is a process that you do every day. This accelerates the aging reversal dramatically. And again, they started with me because I do these sessions. It is not necessarily easy because of the frequencies that come through me. And as Adrian DeVere's assistant in Israel told me, you should be dead. There is no way for you to be alive and having done this many sessions. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Well, someone forgot to tell me. And so they started working with me doing this. And I was doing the full chakra activation and blah, 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 between every, you know, in between, before every session. And I was so wired, and it shifted my physiology so fast that I couldn't sleep at night. So then I had to start changing it to where I would do just partial here and, you know, full in the morning, partial and so on. And so then they said, it's time now to bring this to people. And I'm like, hey, you know, we know it works. We know what it does. And it does. I had one client who was actually Alan Hynek, who was the godfather of ufology, his former assistant before he died. And we started her with the chakras, and she was doing them. She started sending me pictures and showing how fast she was reversing her aging. I was just in awe. So,
I'll take two of those.
Right. Well, she's a wonderful being. I love her. And, you know, having been really on the cutting edge with all of this, you know, she's ready. She just wants them all to land right now. So, it's so cute. Let's see. A couple of other things I wanted to talk about, too. We talked about the screens and the power downloads. Okay, and I'm going to address this because I think it's kind of important. I'm sure, you know, one of the first questions I had was, why me? You know, why me? And I just want to say here that I did have an experience where I was shown very directly, and you and I talked about this today, Carolyn, where I was actually taken before the High Council of the Federation of Worlds, and they laid out my whole life experience and, you know, how we had decided to do this before I was born, and we all agreed, and so on and so forth. You know, it just shows me that there are absolutely no mistakes anywhere. And interestingly enough, there's no record of my father on the planet. So I think that's...
Oh, my.
Yeah, right. So we don't... That was kind of... Carolyn, I have to have a reading with you so that you can look at it and see what... I've had other people tell me, certainly, that, you know... but I don't really want to talk about this on the radio because it really takes me out of the dating arena.
I doubt it. Anybody sees your picture, honey, they know you're in the dating arena.
Oh, God, it's funny. At any rate, on the website, you know, it talks about when I met Adrian DeVere, but actually my children and I had a very close encounter in the 70s and in the middle of the desert. And it was about 11 o'clock at night. And we were alone on the road, and we saw, you know, of course, you're, you know, here we go back to Magellan's ships. You know, this thing lifted up out of the valley, and it was coming towards us, and I was trying to outrun it, which is kind of silly considering the car I was in. And, of course, the light, you know, this is so classic. The lights went out. First the radio went off, the lights went out, and then the engine stopped. And it moved overhead. It was so low, Carolyn, I could have reached outside of my car and touched the bottom.
Wow.
And they communicated to me telepathically, we mean you no harm. I subsequently had a session with Dolores Cannon where she did a full regression. And what happened when she had me regressed was they actually did take my light body. And, of course, my children both remember, you know, the experience. But it's interesting that it really was, and when they communicated this, we mean no harm, mean you no harm, it was literally like someone speaking into my head. And it was, I was young, you know, I was afraid. I was, of course, as a mother protecting my children, you know, you really don't know what to do with something like that. However, what we do know is anybody who ever sees a ship, you never see one by mistake. If you see one, you're meant to see it. And in that moment, you can receive downloads that you can't even imagine. They can literally stop time and space, and things can happen that you're not aware of, and resume, and you're back, and you don't even know anything happened. Now, some people call this abduction and so on. Mine was not. They just took my life body. It was time for me to remember who I was. And it sent me on a huge search. Huge. And it was at the perfect timing, which they always are. But I have known for a long time, you know, my connection to all these races. And I remember saying to my friend Kathleen, at one point we were on a golf course, and I said, when they make their move, I'll be the bridge. I have since looked back at that comment and thought, where the hell did that come from? I don't even know where that comment would have come from, but somehow I knew. So, you know, and I believe that many, many, many people are waiting to reconnect. You know, there's a trepidation, and I always want to address that. Before someone's first session, some people are so excited, and some have that little trepidation. They don't really know what to expect, no matter how much they read or whatever. The moment the session starts, they feel the love, and it's a total relaxation into the experience. And it's normal. It's the unknown. And unfortunately, with the media, especially in this country, people have been fed with negative experiences, negative beliefs about extraterrestrials, the whole separation. You know, I had somebody write to me and say, you know, I know they're soulless and they're demons, and I'm like, what? Oh, no, contraire. So, you know, when you actually witness them all standing together, all working together, it is so beautiful. And it's so natural for them. And the only reason we see them as separate is because we're on Earth, you know, duality and polarity, and it's natural for us to think in terms of separation. And but that's not the case, not at all. So now, I'm really fascinated also, because you had mentioned the other day that you were in contact with Astar and had asked Astar to bring his ships in for this event, and we both giggled because Astar is part of this work as well. And, you know, here again, I think lots of people out there are in contact at some capacity or feel that a lot of people who have called me have said, I want to connect. I know they're there. I know they're there. I know I'm connected. I just want to make that connection. I want to open it up, so I can connect with them and hear them. And so there are a lot of people out there wanting to do that. Now, interesting. Now, in your readings, Carolyn, you were talking about that you do the universal Akashic Records so that you're able to access lifetimes on other planets.
Oh, yes. On my website, there is a passage there that shows all of the different locations where the different records are, starting with the emotional body and our physical, and then it goes up through the solar records and the galactic records, all the way up. It moves up until it goes to the middle of the cosmos at where right beneath where Source is. And so that, I had asked that question, where all the records were, where they lay. And so that is fascinating. Anybody who really wants to know where all the different records are located, how they are moved, and what the records contain, is right there at akashic-readings.com. I think it's very fascinating.
Okay, it's akashic-readings.com?
akashic-readings.com.
Oh, I think that's fascinating, and it certainly fits in with my work, because so many people want to know, you know, what planet am I from, what star families am I connected to, and during a session there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't spend a lot of time focusing on that. And that's something that they could really get from you, which I think is thrilling.
Well, that's where, you know, we were talking about this earlier. This is where I see there is a parallel between us with what each of us do. It's a healing of a different nature, because you're talking about people awakening. And so many people right now, the ones at least that I get, they're trying to understand mission. They know that there's something that they're supposed to do, but they're not quite sure what it is. And so when they come to me and they ask that question, from these records, they tell them what ray they were, their soul was created on, which is that moment that implants this desire. These gifts, these abilities, and what they've done in the past and what they have come here this time to do. And it's very liberating to people to find that out.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm just so fascinated when I give a reading and I get these answers back from people. It opens up a whole new line of thought to them. And they're delighted because they want to know what they came here to do. They don't remember. Memory has been cut.
Exactly.
And then they also tell them what to do to start activating those memories.
Well, that's beautiful. Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. And, you know, I see that as a very big part in all of this. I see this all the time with people, and, of course, their fat answer with everybody is heal. Lift the pain, lift the
mm-hmm.
And because, and I think it's interesting in the way you describe it, because there is a parallel between what you do and I do, and what's so interesting is you bring it together.
I think we have somebody who's ringing our bell.
Okay.
We have a caller?
Yes.
Did you want to speak to Jackie?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Jackie. I was going through your website, and it's very, very interesting. But I have one question. You mentioned something about implants in there, and I was curious if you could elaborate on that.
Right. Well, we talked about that earlier in the show, but I'll be happy to address it to you.
I can't hear. I'm sorry.
All right. We talked about this earlier in the show, but we were having some technical problems with bringing the energies together. Implants, and I'm so glad you called to ask about this. Again, people think of implants as negative or some form of control, and there are a couple of things that happen. When we talk about the energetic implants, these are about to raise the frequency of the organs. There are a series of implants that are upgraded every time someone has a session. These are also energetic. They're fourth, fifth, and sixth dimensional to open up the temporal lobes for knowing, the frontal lobes for future, creating the new future, the new world, your new future, your new world. Frontal lobes are always about the future. The pineal gland, which is, of course, the psychic opening, located in the center of the brain behind the forehead. People refer to the forehead as the all-knowing, but it's actually the pineal gland behind it. Pyramid-shaped crystalline lenses, which are put behind the eyes, these are to open up your other vision so that you actually see the broader spectrums of light. This is to help you open so that you can see higher levels and dimensions. It's a gradual process, also clairaudient implants. As I said, these are upgraded every time. The reason they're upgraded is because this is a gradual opening. If you open too quickly, it could create tremendous shock to your psyche. And that, there's no intention for that. It's a gradual opening so that you open as you're ready. The implants, the only permanent ones, they are optional. One is up the left nostril. It's to monitor the development of the emotional body together with the changes that are made to the physical body to be sure that you're in compatibility at all times so that you don't get out of whack. There's one in the right ear. That's for the downloading of knowledge. And every once in a while you feel a tickle in your ear. And in essence, this is knowledge coming into you. And then you will assimilate it as you're ready to be able to actually take it in and apply it. And as I told Carolyn earlier, there's one in the left ear that rarely is ever put in. It's only with very special people. When I say special, please don't misunderstand that statement. Unique people, okay? They seem to know they're supposed to have it. But nothing is ever put in. If he said, no, I don't want them, they wouldn't put them in. In other words, nothing is foisted on you. There is no control. That is not the goal here. This is a co-creative experience in your higher self, soul, and oversoul. And all your guides are the gatekeepers of this. In other words, you wouldn't even come for a session if your higher self, soul, and oversoul said no. You would find a way not to get there, believe me. Did you have another question?
Well, we had gotten cut off, so I didn't hear the first half of it.
Oh, dear. Well,
he just put me back on air, and I caught the end here of some of the things. I wasn't even sure if you were even responding to my question. Sorry.
Oh, you know, unfortunately, we're getting up to the hour when we're going to have to be off of the air soon. What is your name, sir?
Gordon.
Gordon?
Hmm?
Gordon, on this particular session, you could listen to the archive and hear all of this again. Because
okay.
I don't think we're going to have enough time to put this whole conversation to you again, but it will be on the archive.
No problem. But I did want to. I've called into other shows. I called in, I say, 3 times at least in the last 3 weeks, and I was interested in your show because it was so different.
Okay, Gordon. Just real quickly. They're energetic implants there to raise the frequency of the organs and also all of your psychic abilities, okay? They're energetic, not permanent. These are things that are upgraded to upgrade the organs and upgrade your psychic abilities. There is only 2 that are permanent, sometimes 3. We won't go into that one. And they are optional. One is to monitor the emotional and physical body to be sure that they're compatible as you're going through the changes and raising in frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is for the downloading of knowledge. Again, optional.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's very interesting. Very interesting. Do you have one for peace? Inner peace?
Well, the inner peace you receive as soon as you start lifting out all of this damage, the familial chain of pain, lifting out of the mass consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and the biological and emotional screens, most people, in fact, almost everyone, the first comment I get after they've had a session the next day is their whole sense of inner peace has come back.
Wow.
So that is, I consider that a side benefit. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, but
well,
there's a lot that has to be done. I'm sorry?
That's a side effect.
There's no
ultimate goal, but it's a really great side effect, you're saying.
It's what we're all looking for, isn't it? A sense of absolute joy and inner peace.
Oh, wow. That is sounds very interesting. Very interesting. You have a very, you gals have a very interesting show. This is the first time I've actually heard this show.
Gordon,
well,
this is the first show. And we will be back with this show 2 weeks from now. So come join us again.
Oh, I'll do that because it sounds very interesting. I've tried to catch most of the shows. I actually, because I listen to this all the time, this is a really great station. There's no other station like it.
We love hearing that.
And I'm going to tune in 2 weeks from now when you guys or gals come back.
Great.
I should say. Okay.
We would love that.
To open yourself up to healing when you call.
Make the intention.
Thanks so much, dear.
Thank you so much for calling, Gordon.
Thanks so much, dear. Take care. Bye-bye.
Jackie, we've got to get off the air because we're at the end, but do we have like a half a second to or half a minute to talk about the Ruby?
Well, there's no one after you, so.
Would you say?
There's nobody.
You mean we could go on?
Yeah, if you desire to. You've got a lot of listeners out there right now, so maybe they want you to go for another hour.
What did you say, Jackie?
Okay, you asked me about, oh, in the ovaries. Is that the one you're asking about?
No, I recall a...
That's an interesting question. I never think of it as an implant. Okay, and I'll explain that because it's very interesting. The ruby is the highest healing stone on the planet. They place stones which are of a higher frequency than a ruby. In other words, they've been somehow engineered. We'll go with that because I don't know what other words to use. These are placed in each ovary. There's one in each ovary. They're minuscule. And in men, they're placed in each testicle. And the purpose of these is to stimulate the reproductive hormones, which is part of the age regression.
Wow.
Yes. I've done this for so long, Carolyn, that I forget that people will go, wow, because...
Yes. Jackie, we have not discussed this before, but I think we've got another caller. Do we have a caller?
Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Elder. I'm calling from Georgia. Your show's great.
Hi, Elder. We are so delighted you're with us. You have a question for Jackie.
Yes, Jackie. I've been working with sound and water, particularly water, trying to raise the frequency and see if there's some way we can utilize water and sound to help raise consciousness. Do you have any comments on that, or am I on the right track?
You know, Elder, here's what I'll say to you. Everything can be utilized to help raise consciousness. You, in reclaiming your power and authority with your intent, you know, we can go back to Emoto on this, but I have a friend who's working on speakers that are unbelievable in terms of the technology that he created. He is very connected to the other side of the veil. And all of these things are coming onto the planet now through so many different people. Elder, follow your guidance. But set your intention and know that whatever you're led to do through your intention, through your choice to make it impactful, it will change it. You know, I would say this to people even when they make their food. You could create a vortex in your own yard through intention or in your home. Find a sacred space, bring in some crystals, create an altar. And literally, you choose to create that as a portal and open the energy. So what you're doing is wonderful. Keep going.
Well, thanks. I'm working with crystal, too, Vogel cut crystal and other things and stones. And so I guess what I'm asking, is I'm looking for confirmation. We all seem to be looking for that voice of confirmation on these things that seem to be way beyond the norm these days.
Elder, believe me, you're bringing in information from the other side of the veil. You're connecting more with your true self. You keep going. We're all here to bust the boundaries, to do it different than it's ever been done on the planet before. That's the exciting part. There are no boundaries. Go as far as you can go and keep going. And I send you my blessings on this one because I absolutely know with all the people I talk to, there's so much being created. there is no magic pill. There is no one thing. What I see is everyone is so unique that they're going to, some people are going to resonate to what you do. Some people resonate to what somebody else does because it's going to match their resonance. So what you're creating for exactly the right people, and know that they will find it.
Oh, thanks so much. Love and light to you. And thanks, and I hope you continue on with your show this evening.
Thank you so much, Albert, and thank you for calling in.
Really. Jackie, we haven't discussed this before. Give me your insight into the carbon-based cells turning to the crystalline. Didn't mean to fatigue you, dear.
No, not at all. Okay. It's a function of ascension. The more emotional damage that's lifted out of the body, the more crystalline you become. And, you know, I can't get into the scientific side of that. I can explain to you what I see. We all come in with a crystalline set or blueprint that's actually a crystalline set. It is our blueprint, you know, even with, you know, blockages that are set into our energy fields and so on, okay? Because these are some of the things we want to work on in this lifetime. Where we are right now, by choice, we are lifting all of this out through, you know, and some of this is hard work, Carolyn. You know, I'll never say to you this is necessarily easy. On next, you know, on the show in 2 weeks, I'd really like to talk about marriage, lifting the promises and doing a ritual to release each other, even from past marriages, because I believe this is so important. But
now, you're speaking here of marriages that have ended, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Oh, yes, sorry. But getting back to your question about carbon-based versus crystalline-based, I would say that's probably outside of my area of expertise. If I look at it, though, what I would say to you, what I see is that as people are lifting out all this damage, they are becoming more crystalline. Now, the goal is, you know, you don't want to kill the spiritual warrior. Because in essence, you know, and I have to be careful with saying this, it, to move forward in these times, to be the boundary breakers and the systems busters that we came here to be, you need to be spiritually tough. You need to be able to walk out there and risk that some people aren't going to like what you do, they may not like you, and that's okay. And be comfortable enough with that and clear enough in your purpose that you're all right with it. And so in terms of, I mean, it's a natural process as we move into the higher frequencies, as we're moving up into these higher frequencies, we are going to get more and more crystalline. It's just a function of ascension. And, you know, a scientist I'm not. In my area, I'm pretty good, but you take me out of that and I can't.
I wasn't asking you really from the scientific point of view, because I've discussed that on other radio shows. I was really asking from your perspective what you see, and you bring up an interesting point, I think. And what you're saying is what you believe is that the divine blueprint that we started with, at least correct me if I'm wrong, was crystalline. But we made these changes as we took on all of this suffering and, for lack of a better word, negative thinking, negative healing.
Okay, quite. Coming onto the planet, we've all come on with different things we're going to work with.
Right.
So these things are really set in before we come onto the planet. Okay.
Yeah.
On Earth, I mean, we're dealing strictly with this planet, okay, in our conversation.
Yes.
If we came in with that perfect divine blueprint, we wouldn't be able to survive here. You know, we'd be dead in the first 5 minutes. It would be too dense for us.
Okay.
All
because
right.
there's too much light in the cell.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I understand now.
And
mm-hmm.
when you see these crystalline children that have come in, you see that they're only coming in now. And most of them are coming in with extraordinary parents and usually with an indigo sibling to help balance them.
Mm-hmm.
And as I work on people, and I've had some that have worked with me from the beginning, interestingly enough, 2 years, at least some of them 2 years, some of them 2.5. A couple who have helped build the protocols by virtue of their volunteer to work.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do a session on them, they are so light. They radiate such light when I, you know, literally when I'm doing a session and they're on the other side of the phone, it is unbelievable. Their capacity to hold light.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is an indication of they're becoming more and more crystalline.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other thing in the next show, I'd really like to talk about the chakras because I think this is such a hugely important subject. And I'm kind of doing a setup for the next show because I think both those subjects are really important.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And so I think we should probably end it here. And Carolyn, it's a delight to work with you. I adore you. I thank everyone that tuned in tonight for participating in this. And Don, I'm sorry about all the problems you had with the frequencies and energies at the beginning of the show. It shouldn't happen again now that they've got it all figured out.
Well, I don't know. Kind of calmed down a little bit after a while.
Yes, it was fine. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Carolyn, I love you as always.
I love you, dear.
Extraordinary worker of light. Blessings to you. And
you too.
Have a wonderful time. I hope everyone had a wonderful experience and that they were able to allow in what energies were appropriate for them.
And just a reminder, the two of us will be back in 2 weeks. Come join us. Go to the website, do a little bit of research, and we'll be waiting here at the same bus stop. Hoping to meet again.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.